Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 243, episode 3 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2022, which of course means Miles.
It's National Camera Day. Shout out to all the cameras out there. Shout out to everybody taking cameras. Or taking pictures. Yes, not taking cameras.
Or taking cameras. Camera. Yeah. Go in there. Smash and
also,
grab that shit.
And go further back, National Parchment Day.
Wow. Yeah. The thing that we print our pictures onto sometimes.
Well, what I thought that's what it was, but they're talking more about like cooking parchment, like parchment paper. Or like cooking en papillot, you know?
I wonder if National Camera Day honors the cameras on our phones, or if it's more for the people who like have the
people like my dad
camera.
Yeah. Who are like digital. You had to know what the fuck ISO you needed when you bought the film.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah, and neither did I. I was like, can I have this disposable camera, please? Let me go on my field trip.
Oh man. Disposable cameras. What a time. Well, my name is Jack O'Brien. A.K.A. Thunder never happens in L.A., man. I always think that shit is a trash can. Seasons, they don't come and they don't go. But we don't get any rain, sleet, or snow. That is courtesy of Waffle House. Just snow. Making fun of us for our inability to figure out what thunder is when it happens in LA.
It's a garbage can. Someone's dragging a garbage can.
That fancy hotel is called One Seasons out here.
It's called
One
Season.
One Season. Yeah. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
I drink three dews while recording. I drink three dews at night. I drink three dews while the world burns. It makes me feel all right. I drink three dews. It makes me pee. And three when I am bored.
I drink three dudes before I drink three dudes, and then I drink three more. Yeah. Sip Mountain Dew till the day he died. Okay, shout out to Fighter of the Night, man. With that, had to throw my own little Sublime flavor on that. Shout out to Long Beach. Shout out Sublime. So
the longest of beaches.
The longest.
Yeah, man. You're coming. You're on my Dew territory, but that's all right. There's plenty. It's a long beach, plenty of room for all of us. I mean, you were slamming a Baja Blast during our NBA recording yesterday.
Yeah.
So I was impressed. I only taste them. I can't slam a full blast without, like that early in the day, without just fucking crashing and having an existential crisis.
Wasn't Indiana Jones one of those movies like he needed water so bad and he was like, and he got, oh no, it was in the beginning of Temple of Doom. I think the person's coming back and they need water and shit. That's how I'll drink a Mountain Dew.
Right.
Like, it's just like, it's giving me, you know, saving my life sometimes. Mm. But I'm going to be off it. I got through the 12 pack. I'm not buying another one for at least 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. You're holding yourself. Wow. Yeah, you got through the 12 pack? When did you buy that 12 pack?
Why the fuck am I on trial, man? I bought that shit Thursday.
All right. So 12 pack in a weekend. That's all right.
Yeah.
I still have the three jewels of the Baja Blast. The yellow, what I'm calling yellow, orange, and then blast.
Traditional. Tradicional.
Not good. Yes. Yellow's not good. The orange is pretty good, though. Tastes a little like pennies, but in a good way. Oh, anyways, good. Miles.
Good pennies.
What are we doing here talking to each other when mm-hmm. we have an esteemed guest?
Yes.
A very talented podcaster, a Next Up fellow from Anna Hosnier's Next Up initiative.
Yeah.
She was formerly a trained esthetician, but since completing the program has moved into podcasting full time, has a new show mm-hmm. out on iHeart right now. Go listen to it. It's called Beauty Translated, which is all about celebrating the trans experience. Please welcome Carmen Lauren!
Carmen!
Hello, how are you guys?
Welcome. We're good.
I have to say, as a longtime listener, it was very surreal to watch that just now, the whole intro.
No, Carmen.
The fact that we do the whole thing just completely dead-eyed, looking off into the middle distance without moving.
The fact that it also looks like shit, not only sounds like it, really blew me away. Wow. 10 out of 10.
Wow. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, Carmen, congrats. It's a big day for, we know whenever a podcaster has their show go out to the world, it's a big day. Congratulations on your show.
Thank you so much.
Just play that little harp music that delivery wards have when a baby is born. We do that at iHeart whenever a new podcast is launched into the world.
Yeah, the story comes.
That's what it feels like. Yeah. Working on it since August. Yeah. It's really nice that it's finally out into the world today. So thank you.
Yeah. Guys. And tell people a little bit about what they can, you know, expect from listening to the show and kind of like your background and all that.
Yeah. So my background as an esthetician, I created the show thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to make a show about beauty and about like skincare products and cosmetics and things like that. But I also really, as a transgender woman, I wanted to speak specifically to transgender guests about their experience, because that's something that I've always found like as an interest. As an esthetician, I, in the South, I had to pretend to not be trans in order to survive. And so this is like the first time where I get to kind of talk about those things in a podcast where, you know, each guest, I find that they have something, you know, uniquely beautiful about them, but we're not talking about beauty. We're actually talking about like much bigger topics and conversations that are
it's amazing
about their lives, all of that.
And your skin looks fantastic. What is a step I can take as a crusty dude? What's the first step I could take to begin to be on a path of skin that looks like, you know, I got like that Twilight glow?
Well, it always starts with prevention. So if you're not preventing sun damage by wearing SPF every day, then anything you're doing afterwards is going to be just, it's not going to have an effect. So
Okay.
Got to wear your SPF first and foremost.
Yeah.
That really seems to be the big one. It's like, this is boring, but you got to wear sunscreen or just don't go outside.
Yeah. 85 to 90% of all your skin aging is caused by the sun. So
that makes sense.
Don't do it.
My mom, like from since the 90s was driving with like forearm gloves. And I remember my friends being like, is she like a professional driver? Like trying to be funny. I'm like, no, she's Japanese and they don't fucking play with the sun. Yeah. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So no tans, no, none of that. Tans are
tanning, not good. Huh?
Tanning,
but
is
I just
not
got
good.
A sunburn actually recently, and I.
No.
Yeah. But I almost drowned, so it was like.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I could have drowned in the ocean, or I could have gotten a sunburn. So I would have taken the sunburn over drowning in the ocean.
Glad you're safe.
Wear life vests.
I mean, but what does drowning do for your skin? Like that's the question. Mm. You know, like we have to take that into account. Probably not good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the pallor of the ones you see in movies are always.
I've seen
like,
Twin Peaks. I know what happened.
Twin Peaks. That's what I was thinking of Twin Peaks, and I was like, pretty beautiful dead body, but yeah, not great for the old complex.
Yeah,
no,
as I call it. All right, Carmen, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. We're going to talk about VP Kamala Harris's appearance on CNN. First appearance since Roe was overturned, and yeah, just like where we're at. Was it
tell
a call
us something,
to arms?
Vice President. Tell us something.
Just I don't know. We'll talk about it. Was it inspiring? I don't know, but maybe to others, not necessarily to me. We're going to talk about whether it's time for a third party. According to a Gallup poll in 2021, the American people think it is, but you wouldn't know that from looking at any corporate media coverage, unless you read the New York Times article from earlier this month where they covered a third party in New Jersey that is doing the important work of creating a more moderate third party in the state of New Jersey, the moderate party. They'll cover that. They'll give you a press for that.
That's what we need.
We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Twinkie's new dollar twink coin.
Twink coin.
Feature twink coin is what they call it. It is a Twinkie with the shape of, I would say a cupcake, but they seem to think it's the shape of a three-dimensional coin. And it's a bad idea. Presumably, like they started it before Bitcoin had totally imploded, but it's wild. And we'll revisit Hostess's recent history of going bankrupt, blaming unions, firing everybody in the union, and automating all the jobs, just so you know where they're coming from on this twink coin thing. All of that, plenty more. Carmen, have you seen Top Gun?
I have not, but my boyfriend just told me that his father is going to drag him to see it this weekend. So I will be seeing it through him.
All right.
Second hand.
Reluctant osmosis.
Miles, you still haven't seen it, right?
Nah.
I've got it. We've had a Top Gun story at the bottom of the dock for a couple weeks now. Also, RRR. Did you finish RRR, Mark?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'll watch Top Gun soon enough because I know I need to watch that.
All right. So we'll get to that, but just not today, because we would love to get to know you better and ask you, Carmen, what is something from your search history?
So I looked at my search history just a little while ago before we got on, and I have like four different breeds of Japanese dogs in my search history right now.
Okay.
And I guess to kind of explain that, every morning I start out my morning by watching on YouTube these different like Shiba Inu dog YouTube videos.
Okay.
That's like, I don't know what it is, but it started sometime during the pandemic, but there's like seven different Shiba Inus I have to check on every morning before I can start my day. Basically.
So these are update videos from the Shiba. It's not like you have these same videos you watch every single time.
They are
dispatches from...
Yeah, so they're
very specific Shiba Inus.
Yes, exactly. They're very specific dogs, and it's like specific families in Japan. They post like a 5 to 10 minute video of their dogs every day, and I'm just like hooked on it.
Yeah, I mean, Shiba, they're so cute looking.
Yeah,
you know, like their faces are cute, and then like their tail, like the whole thing is like a. It's hard to look at a Shiba and be like, ugh. You know, I'm like. Yeah, like one of my family friends had like had a Shiba Inu, like when we were like kids, and we were, it was, I always been like, I love this dog. It's like, it's like feels like a cartoon dog or something. Like it has this, it exists in another dimension, I feel like, when you look at a Shiba Inu. But yeah.
And if you Google Shiba Inu, you will get a bunch of updates about crypto.com removed Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, others from earn program, Shiba Inu price today, SHIB to USD live, market cap and chart. So we've lost our humanity. We might as well be, we might as well be like the robots from Terminator. Like what do we do that's better than that?
Right.
At this point.
Yeah.
So what's the market cap? What's the market cap on Shiba Inu?
Right.
The dog? No, the coin, fucker.
Like, so how you've been following these four dogs for like over a year, it sounds like.
Oh, it's like I gain a new one like every month. Like I'm like, ooh, there's this other channel. So I've got like 8 different Shiba Inu families I check on now. And they're all based in Japan. And it's all in Japanese, but some of them put captions up, so they'll be talking about what is happening. But yeah, I just love checking on these dogs. And I started researching Shih-Pu, which is like a Shiba Inu mixed with a poodle.
Whoa.
Because the only thing that holds me back from getting a Shiba Inu is their double coat or their undercoat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a clothing person. Hair. Yeah. And
yeah.
And they shed a lot. Yeah.
Mm. So Shih-Pus are non-shedding, but have the energy.
They got the hypoallergenic. Are they're like hypoallergenic, like a poodle is?
Kind of, yeah, is what apparently what they claim, but they're really hard to find. So
right.
Yeah, but I would love to have one, you know.
Yeah,
but you don't just find those running down the street, you know.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
you gotta go
unless you know a guy,
right?
Exactly.
They're like, no, I saw this one was running down the street.
Exactly.
Here's now.
Yeah.
What's something you think is overrated?
So I actually wrote down 2 overrated things, but I'm going to flip one of them into an underrated.
Wow.
I'm really good at that. But yeah. My overrated, I've been seeing this a lot lately, and especially now with Roe v. Wade being overturned. But I've been seeing like news articles and stuff like celebrating corporations who are, you know, being like, hey, we'll help you get an abortion if you need an abortion, or we'll help you get gender affirming care if you need gender affirming care. And that, of course, you know, Starbucks and all of that has been saying, oh, we'll help you get gender affirming care or an abortion if you need it. But what all of those things are failing to mention is that they won't do that if you try to unionize, you know. And I see like other queer people, other people I know, like sharing these things and like celebrating these companies, when I really kind of look at it as like a manipulation tactic, which
totally
is weird.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and also just a weird dystopian world too, right? Where even aside from them doing like, well, this will stave off unionizing and like collective action, it's more like that we're moving towards a place where like, who's your overlord? And do they have gender affirming care? Like, oh, exactly. The company that I labor for gives me these rights. And it's almost like, wait, so now like things that we're looking at as fundamental healthcare rights are now like perks for a job. And I think like to your point, that's where it also looks like it's like a head fuck where you have to think of like, well, you know, they work for Spotify, so like they're not going to help with like IVF, like whereas this company does, or like or this place doesn't. Oh, they don't pay for asthma meds at Home Depot.
Like
I feel
Jersey
like
Mike's supports your bodily autonomy.
Right. Come on in for
our
minimum
competitor
wage.
Our competitor might be named after a literal underground railroad, but we will actually take you.
Could you imagine that's what Subway's like woke campaign is? Like, you know what is all technically an underground railroad. And you're like, no, Subway.
Uh-uh.
No, don't do that. But we're only 3 election cycles away from that shit. I feel like.
Yeah. The like that is like the direction that it feels like the logical conclusion of this version of America is the corporate PR like wins and like, you know, just doing things that get social media attention, like just, you know, flashbang individual acts of kindness that get everybody's attention in order to win PR points. And like, that is what people are like, well, see, like, it's not all bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
And not to mention how weird it is that you would have to tell your employer that you need an abortion and hope that your employer doesn't like hold that over your head at any point in the future.
Right.
You know, in states that are trying to prosecute against people getting abortions.
Right.
Yeah. Oof. And yeah, I mean, plenty of examples of like fucked up workplace coercion, like that dimension is like.
It's like, now we own you.
Yeah. All roads lead to fucked up.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's, your secret's safe with us.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Oh my God.
That was great. That was pretty great.
Oh my God.
As long as you keep making those sandwiches, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so something I think that is underrated, and I kind of see an overlap here with people speaking on like abortion rights and stuff like that. But I think trans amorous men who are silent on trans rights. So same kind of issue. I feel like when there's a lot of cis men who are silent on reproductive rights that benefit from reproductive rights, I feel like there are a lot of trans amorous men, meaning men who are attracted to trans women, maybe privately or secretly or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, when our rights are being taken away, you know, don't do anything to help us.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's like the dimensions of like misogyny, you know, like at work, like even how something like someone, an uncritically thinking cis man, man looks at like what the issues that are happening now. And most seem to just be like, well, I don't know, that sucks for them. They're like, that mm-hmm. sucks, but like for them, and not completely understanding what that relationship is to your own financial stability, to your own ability to procreate, to have a family when you want to, or even that like you even look at the act of procreation as a thing that has nothing to do with you.
Right.
You know, and I think that's, yeah, I think a lot of, you know, that's a huge thing that's missing from a lot of like cishet men who like look at this and like think they're doing a good job from like saying like, I support this without really like really absorbing the gravity of what this means. Like there are people who point to like, you know, how societies that don't protect the rights of the people who can be pregnant, that leads to more social disorder like that. Mm-hmm. And that will affect everybody. Doesn't matter whether or not you can get pregnant. And, you know, I think, yeah, more people need to have to broaden their perspective on a lot of these
yeah.
issues. For sure.
I mean, that was one of the things. I don't know if it's even going to come up in our kind of analysis of the Harris CNN interview, but it opens like the first thing that VP Harris says is like a minute long list of like, well, as a mother of daughters, as a daughter of a mother, as a like
granddaughter,
you know, and if you have sons, like it was just all an appeal around individualism and like how this affects you individually that is, you know, obviously very American, and but also I do think that is misunderstanding and underestimating the American people, that like in order for them to understand and care about humans who don't have like who are being deprived of the right to live, like to live, like full stop, like that you have to be like, well, try and think about like someone that you have a personal interest in. And then like, I don't think that's actually the case. And I think it's actually like diminishing your point when you do that. But yeah, that is very frustrating.
Or like at least normalizes the perspective. It's like, well, if you don't have this like sort of parallel experience, then we don't expect you to get it.
Right.
But if you do, then, hey, you have a parallel experience and now you need to think about that. And it's not just about that. Like, truly, again, it's about having the kind of empathy to know the only thing that most people need to be doing is, would I want that shit to happen to fucking me? Regardless of if I can give birth or be pregnant, do right. I want somebody running my fucking shit? Like, do I want somebody telling me when I can shit, how I can cut my hair, who I can talk to or how I dress or whatever? No. So if that's the case, then you have to take shit like that that's happening to other groups that you might not belong to in the same way to say it's a fucking affront to me, because the only way I see like a world worth living in is one where at the very least we don't limit people's ability to just fucking be who they are and do what they believe is best in their everybody's just living in their own fucking body. And you have the right to fucking steer that ship however the fuck you need to be happy. And like to start being like, well, you know, I need to, you know, my ancient sheets of paper say this. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be about that. We really need to just like all across the board understand that if a single group of people is experiencing oppression or having their rights taken away, you're in the same fucking line. You might just be down the line and being sitting in the comfort that your number doesn't get called in the next five rounds or whatever, but that shit will get to you eventually. And if you're and you're a fool to allow people at the front of the line to get fucking trampled on, and then you have the luxury of getting your shit together fucking 30 years too late.
I do have some breaking news on Twitter, though. Jersey Mike got a vasectomy. So Jersey Mike is a ally and safe to have sex with.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, here in Atlanta, somebody just got shot at a Subway for putting too much mayo on a Subway sandwich.
Oh, yeah. So, I saw that headline.
A lot of sub controversy going on right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of subbery happening.
Subbery.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And yeah, let's dig into it. The big interview, VP Kamala Harris went on CNN and just kind of walked through her experience with the news. And I don't know, it didn't seem like she was inspired to action, so I didn't feel like, I don't know, it wasn't reassuring, I guess I would say.
Yeah, I think just to set the table, right, this is the first time she's making an appearance to speak officially.
Right.
This is like against the backdrop of AOC calling for abortion clinics, and I mean, many people saying, why don't you open abortion clinics on federal land in red states? Or Elizabeth Warren saying the same thing, like you could declare a medical emergency to set up medical clinics like near national parks, near federal land, and try and at least create a place for people to get care. So while all that's happening, this is what, you know, the question, this is the line of questioning, and this is the response that we get from Vice President Harris.
Federal land that might be in and around states that ban abortion?
I think that what is most important right now is that we ensure that the restrictions that the states are trying to put up that would prohibit a woman from exercising what we still maintain is her right, that we do everything we can to empower women to not only seek but to receive the care where it is available.
Is federal land one of those options?
I mean, it's not right now what we are discussing, but I will say that when I think about what is happening in terms of the states, we have to also recognize, Dana, that we are 130-odd days away from an election, which is going to include Senate races, right? Part of the issue here is that the court has acted, now Congress needs to act. But we, if you count the votes, don't appear to have the votes in the Senate. Well, there's an election happening in 130-odd days. I'm taking, for example, thinking of a Senate race in Georgia. Or
okay, so we just took a hard turn into electoral town when the question was, what can be done to help people that are in immediate need? And it was just a lot of pivoting. In fairness to Kamala, right, there are some issues with providing abortion care on federal land. That's like the Hyde Amendment is the whole thing. Like the Hyde Amendment prohibits federal funds from being used for abortions, only in the event of like rape or incest or to save the life of the mother. So that's the time the federal funds can be used. So it's thorny, right? Because immediately I'd imagine these red states would go and be like the Hyde Amendment or whatever. But, you know, when you think about it, the Hyde Amendment has been an obstacle that a lot of activists and people who are advocating for abortion acts have been like, you have to get rid of this. Because if you get rid of that, that allows for safer access, especially for poor people. That's who really benefits from federal funds being able to be used to provide this kind of care. Sadly, just to go back a year and a half or so, 2 years, Joe Biden was the only presidential candidate that supported keeping the Hyde Amendment. And he only pivoted when it became politically beneficial to him. If only, right? That was something that he could have even done in the beginning of taking office that may put more options on the table. The other thing is, like, I just don't understand the response from the vice president. If she was she unaware of the problems that would arise with what Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were proposing? And if you were not unaware and you were aware, why not explain those issues, provide, you know, articulate an alternative and demonstrate to people, at least on some level, that there is some thought going into this? And I don't like, again, that she said the priority right now is to fight the restrictions that are being put in place. Well, they are in place already. And there are people already turning away people looking for this kind of care, and their lives are potentially hanging in the balance. So what is happening? What are you telling the people right now? Like that need some kind of alternative. That's why, like, where's that sense of urgency? It freaks me out to hear somebody be like, well, you know, there is an election in 130 days.
Yeah.
It's straight up like it's like be a shame if type shit. Yeah. Like it's straight up feels like you're being extorted to go vote. And it's not like they're going to be very disappointed if that is their strategy. But that does not inspire confidence to be like, this time we swear we're going to do the thing that we said we were going to do.
Most voters, unfortunately, are on their first, I swear.
Right.
You know? Like, and not to say that, like, don't fucking do this, but it's a very effective tactic. It's a very effective tactic. I mean, we talked about just the swing in the polling that happened because there it is a very effective tactic. And it really freaks me out again to know that there are people right now. There's even that woman in Malta, right, who's like couldn't get an abortion to save her life, but and had to get like flown to Spain to be able to do that. There are people right now who need help literally right this second in places in where they cannot get it.
Yeah.
And I don't like that proposition, because that proposition is always put in front of politicians. There are always, just like in the summer of 2020, there are people of color who are at risk of being killed by police. We need to address this right now. There are people, all these transphobic bills that are popping up in schools. We need a response right now. But it's just like, I think they don't want to also signal like independents or moderates who are undecided that like we're not like fully on some like lib shit and we're just going to come through with some sweeping like we saved the women type shit. We're not going to go that far.
If that was the issue, this is a overwhelmingly popular like the overturning of Roe is like wildly unpopular. Like that's always been my thing, is like America's like a moderate country, more moderate than me. They're probably like do have some meth behind the scenes, but like this one is like a open and shut, like we act now to fix the thing that will make us more popular. And rather than fixing the thing becoming more popular now, they are doing the we can't fix it too fast. We got to hold it out there as a thing we could do if we voted. And not that like it's easy. Like there's probably problems with all the solutions that people are suggesting right now that would be made easier if there were more Democrats in the Senate and the House. But like fight. We need to see you fight. We need to see you have ideas that are strong and like prove that you are willing to do difficult things to help people
don't miss me with the voting shit. Like what, in your heavily fucking gerrymandered district where they've already are the architects of your demise and are ensuring your vote doesn't count? That's also a problem too, Democrats. If your insistence is on this mechanism of electoral politics, you haven't even fucking got, they're not even playing on a level playing field there. And you're still like, hey, do the thing where it's terribly skewed in the opposite direction and not even address that dysfunction. It just feels there's like so many layers to get through, like where you just find yourself burnt out trying to think of what's going to work best.
Yeah. It's like they just kind of threw their hands up and we're like, just the messages, all that they have to say is go vote. But again, like, you know, if you're like you're saying, Miles, if you live somewhere like, for example, Georgia, where they just made it illegal, for example, to pass out bottles of water to people waiting in line, but not illegal for you to have to wait in line for over 8 hours to cast a vote.
Right.
You know, like that doesn't do anything but just continue to frustrate people, you know?
Yeah.
I'm frustrated.
And you know what? And people they reveal themselves to be resilient, because despite that, they'll still go and participate in this process. Mm-hmm. Because the message typically is your fucking life's on the line right now. And a lot of people hear that. And it sucks that part of this deal is dangling existential threats over people's head. But there's no... how can we demand accountability back aside from them being like, oh, what are you going to do? Let the fucking fascist fully take over? And that's like such a terrible fork in the road to constantly look at. And you're like, where is another fork?
It's not a long-term strategy for making the lives of the people who you govern better, which is supposed to be your job. It's
It's how do I stay here? How do I stay here? How do I stay here? How do I stay here?
Extorting them for votes
in this office.
There's also a part of the interview where she's like, it's one thing to like know it's going to happen, but it's another to like actually have it happen, which is definitely true. But it's like, that's true for me, like as somebody who like isn't the vice president of the United States, but like I would have expected there to be things in the works immediately. Like they had their trigger laws ready to go when Roe was overturned. What about like, how did this not trigger just a whole fucking,
well, you know, we just assumed we'd be able to
hurricane escape of lawsuits and like everything. Like it just it really feels like, I don't know who did the leak, but it does feel like the leak worked really well for the conservative side, in that they did it. They saw that the, you know, mainstream Democratic Party was not going to scramble to like do what was necessary to make sure that like this shit was not going to happen and was not going to kill people.
They gave them bodyguards.
Right. And yeah. And so they were like, all right, well, I guess we can go with the strongest version of this possible. And the people who are like the head of the executive branch would be like, oh man, I didn't really think they were going to do it. What the heck? That's, come on.
Yeah.
For real. For real.
Steady leadership.
They've done everything they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right. And now what they're going to say is, you know what happens if the Senate, if they get a majority, they're going to nuke the filibuster and go for a national ban on abortion.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
That, almost like, yeah, y'all should have done that first.
And what the fuck were you doing? You guys were circle jerking around the fucking ancient racist tradition of the filibuster. I'm like, oh, we can't. I mean, it would just be so out of norms to guarantee people voting rights. But then
remember,
the other
side
is like,
we used to be able to get lunch together.
Yeah. Oh. And guess what? They don't give a fuck. And like, stop acting. Like, wake the fuck up. Anyway, so a lot's on the plate.
Yeah, a lot's on the plate. This makes me wonder, like, what's happening with, I don't know. It just keeps coming up to, like, in my mind over the past year. Okay, so what about a third party? And I hear from both sides, like both sides of the Democratic Party, both like the, you know, left and, you know, the mainstream, like that it's not feasible. But I really feel like just this past experience of watching the New York Times like report the opposite results of the LA election, the LA Democratic primary, like that so much of the issue is that like the media, the mainstream media is like in the pocket of the mainstream Democratic Party, and like that just deprives any sort of movement of oxygen. But I also feel like there is an amount of energy for a third party that is like to the left of the Democratic Party, like that would shock people. And that would, you know, we saw it with the Sanders campaign, we saw it with the Black Lives Matter movement, we've seen it like there's these movements, there's this energy, and then the media just like is like, okay, let's go back to being realistic.
Well, it's always to funnel that energy into the Democratic Party.
Right.
You know, always to say, oh, yeah, we're doing that. So, like right over here, right over here.
Sanitize it.
Got him again. And again.
In 2021, 62% of Americans said a third party is needed versus 33% saying Democrats versus Republicans, whoever wins, we all lose, is an adequate solution. And that's, so again, it's like a majority want third parties. Now, a big part of that majority are people who are like, we need Trump to start his own party.
Right.
That's
right.
Fine. But it's, you don't want to wait around for them to launch their like extremist Nazi third party and not have a solution on the left that is going to be there for if the Democrats choose for their solution to be like, hey, you know, we're the only other option. So, you know, that like that is what they're hoping is going to happen. I'm assuming that's why these Gallup poll results were even allowed to be like published, was because it's so strongly pushed by extremist Republicans, and like the mainstream Democratic Party would benefit if the Republicans like broke off into two different branches. But the Democratic Party, like just in terms of like the direction the energy is flowing in this country, the direction that like things, events are moving, the Democratic Party is dying, and like there's no future there. Like there's not a future there with this current strategy of just being the alternative. That
it's
is
the young,
like,
it's the younger members that are the closest ones to articulating things that like resonate with people.
Right.
Or like, yeah, like, which is the difference, which is like, yes, it's bad. That's all we want.
Yeah.
I just want to hear some, don't blow smoke in my direction with this. Like, we're the best nation and we're full of hope. Just say, man, we're really far off from taking care of people properly here. We're really, really far off.
Yeah.
And that's a failure to not be able to take care of people in this country when we have so much money.
Yeah.
And that's what I think people need to start hearing criticisms of the Democratic Party as, not like, fuck Nancy Pelosi. Like, yeah, there's anger there towards a lot of the leadership, but the anger comes from a place where people say, we deserve fucking better. Not, I hate equality, or I hate these concepts, and I hate anything that's moving towards that. People who are critical are saying, this shit does not move quickly enough. And because of the luxury of, again, like people on the margins getting chewed up first, it's easier to sort of repeat this pattern. It's I don't know. It's all about just knowing that there is a bare minimum that we deserve, and we all feel like we deserve, and we're not getting it. And there's just going to be somebody who can. Right now, we're at a place where everyone's feeling a very similar thing, and the only, like you're, like we've always said, and Jack, you talk about this a lot, which is the people giving some alternative is, hey, you like fascism?
Yeah, that's the only defined alternative, right?
There's Democrat and Republican politics, and people are like, bah! And then you have fascists who are like, what if we fucking ran the board? And now, I mean, to their credit, the Republican Party, I think, just became that third party out of nowhere that Democrats already don't know how to deal with.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I also hear from the left, a lot of people being like, it'll never happen at a federal level. Look at the Sanders campaign. And the Sanders campaign just proved that there's like to me, it just proved there is a shitload of energy. The mainstream media will not cover it. But like, now we know that, you know, mm-hmm. Now we know it's a slanted playing field, and like, let's find the next Sanders and launch another national campaign. I don't know. I also don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, I'm not an expert in this, but like, we have AOC, we have like all these, you know, younger politicians who like we just got to keep trying, because the energy is there. The ideas are the right ideas, like the ideas that people actually want in this country. But I just feel like we've kind of crept into this idea that like, well, but it's a non-starter, and it's actually much more popular. It's just that you won't be able to read about it in any corporate media, unless you're talking, of course, about the moderate third party in New Jersey, which is focused on changing the law in New Jersey. Basically, they just endorse candidates who are in the center from Republican and Democratic parties. It's called like fusion voting or something. So they don't even like launch an actual candidate. What they do is they endorse Democrats and Republicans. That was worthy of like thousands of words from the New York Times.
But is that what they're doing? Or are they splitting votes for progressives?
Right. That basically,
and using this fucking, you know, specter of moderate shit.
Well, 5 days after publishing the article about the New Jersey moderate party, they published the one about how Caruso's success was the result of a backlash against progressive politics. Turns out Caruso was notably not successful in his Democratic primary run, and that there were a bunch of like DSA candidates, like third party candidates, that would have been a much more compelling story to write about, that they have aggressively ignored since that time. So, yeah, it is, the corporate media is like the enemy. Like, it is the biggest enemy, I think, right now to progress. But we just need to recognize that and move forward with that in mind.
I'm just going to say, moderate politics piss me off so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, you don't stand for really anything. It's like, I'm almost less pissed off by people that are so far right. You know, it's like, at least you are, you know, passionate about something.
Got some energy there. Right. Even if it is my death. But,
right. Exactly.
Wow. These moderates are like, oh, just please, just not around me. Just yeah. I'd like to go back to the comfort of my life. That's but imperious. I mean, like to the point about the media, I mean, like the way it functions, it's like watching a foreign language film and you need subtitles to understand mm-hmm. what's going on. Right. But if you don't know the language being spoken and the subtitles are skewed, you might not really know what the fucking movie's about. You're like, well, the pictures look that way. And it seems based on the dialogue they're writing that this could be what is being communicated. But if that's not accurately reflecting what's happening, people aren't going to understand what the fuck is up. And that's the hard bit, is about people really getting to a point to like understand that there's so much more that has to be done aside from this like simple idea that it's just about getting out in November.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and it is of course time to talk about Twinkcoin, baby, a line of coin shaped, and I'm putting that in quotes because I don't necessarily agree, Twinkies that were clearly pitched before crypto completely imploded are just hitting the market. It's $Twink all in caps, and then coin all lowercase. They didn't know that there was a word twink in, you know, the gay community, and apparently,
or did they,
or possibly they did.
During
I think
Pride,
some people are speculating
coin?
Like, oh, maybe this is their attempt to go viral, but
this is a real thing. This isn't like a fucking weird viral bit.
No. So it, like, yeah, there's With more than 12,000 cryptocurrencies from which to choose, Twinkcoin is the best investment to satisfy your snacking needs. Founded in 2022, Twinkcoin was baked to create an opulent snack and golden treasure for any occasion, the brand says. So it's, yeah, what? The like people are definitely asking that question of like, for
is
real?
Is it a Twinkie? Just in a hockey puck shape?
That's yeah, it's it? A Twinkie hockey puck shape.
And they call it Twinkcoin because they're so out of touch that they don't know anything about what's happening in June that they want to announce this. Yeah. They don't know anything about finance because I'm sorry, man. Every single thing that's pulling up on this Web3 shit right now is the saddest shit to me. Like, the jig is up, motherfuckers. The jig is fucking up. And you're really still out here trying to normalize this shit? Like, what happened in this Hostess boardroom where someone was like, yeah, man, if we can just get in on the normalizing of crypto fucking train like other companies, that'll really help our collective stock portfolio. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
So I generally have a hard time like feeling joy at other people's misery. But like all the Web3 like late to the game people right now are... I can feel I've given myself permission to fully just revel in their misery and how stupid they look right now. This is wonderful.
Like, I'm so confused by the photo. So did they also release a line like that you can purchase in the store of like Twinkcoin pastries, or is it this is a cryptocurrency?
No, it's a pastry.
Okay,
just with
I'm
a
sorry.
Crypto name. I know that's what's so fucking confusing because they're using like the dollar sign and shit.
Okay. So this is not a cryptocurrency. This is okay. I was like, is this Twinkies crypto.com?
My guess,
right?
That's if I had to guess, I think they were planning to launch a cryptocurrency with along with this, and then the whole industry shit the bed, and they were like, "Psych, but it's
we
just
already
fun
printed
branding.
The boxes."
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, that's a pivot. That's a fun pivot.
So, did y'all remember that, like, Twinkies were supposedly, like, extinct about 10 years ago?
Right. Yep.
So, in 2012, I remember seeing this news story. Hostess declared bankruptcy and were like, the death of Twinkies. You'll never be able to have a Twinkie again. Go out and buy Twinkies because they will be in a museum one day, and also when they're in a museum like 100 years from now, you will still be able to eat them because they're unholy combinations of chemicals that the CIA doesn't even know exists that will keep them fresh and spongy up until the earth burns to a crisp, that we will all be floating through space as dust and Twinkies will be wholly intact right next to us. But anyways, they framed it as a worker strike was killing Twinkies. And you'll never guess which side the corporate media took in this one.
The workers!
I'll read a direct quote from the LA Times. When will employers and workers stop acting like adversaries and learn that they are on the same side? CNN straight up claimed that these striking workers were killing your Twinkies. Strike threat at Hostess could kill off Twinkies. MSNBC claimed that the death of Twinkies would reflect so badly on the workers that it would kill the union movement. Have Twinkies killed the union movement? That is a headline from Mark Koba at CNBC. And so the Hostess executives, meanwhile, at that time, were shockingly just evil pieces of shit. While all this was going on, the CEO tripled his salary from $750,000 a year to $2.5 million a year. They were also able to afford bonuses for themselves, the executive team, by stealing money from their employees' pensions, which apparently isn't technically illegal in the United States, which is not surprising.
My favorite phrase in this country.
Yeah.
Not technically illegal.
From an article at the time just last month, a judge agreed to let Hostess executives suck another $1.8 million out of the bankrupt company to pay bonuses to CEOs. So judges are judge like that. That's a whenever you hear about a judge doing something, it's almost always going to be on the to the benefit of a corporation or somebody that the judge golfs with. So the other story that I think I probably saw as a follow-up, the company was, quote, rescued in 2013. And it was announced that the Twinkie would come back to life, not unlike Jesus Christ. There's a headline from money.cnn.com. Start the countdown. Twinkies return to shelves July 15th. It's a miracle. The way that happened is, so they declared bankruptcy. Another big, massive food conglomerate bought the assets. So they didn't buy the company, they bought the assets. And since it was technically not the same company, they weren't beholden to union agreements. And so they fired 95% of the workforce, hired a bunch of non-union employees, and automated the rest. And that's how we have Twinkies today. And so it's not shocking that they then jumped on an opportunity to align their brand with a Ponzi scheme. But
wow.
Truly fuck Hostess at then and also, fuck Hostess now.
Also, the media push, right? Like the second it starts, the way they frame it is greedy fucking workers might kill your beloved Twinkies.
Right.
Like that was the thing they were trying to marry, like that sentiment to like busting a union or busting striking workers up.
Yep.
So not much has changed in 10 years.
No, not at all. Like, because this is like, if you look at this now, like, could you imagine if they're like, striking workers might kill the Frappuccino.
Yeah.
Right. You'd seriously be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What instead are you talking like, about?
We'll help you get gender affirming care only within 100 miles of where you live, though.
If you win our lucky Starbucks employee lottery. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Use your Bucks points for multiple entries to the raffle. How do you get Bucks points? By never missing work.
Yeah. So it's bad. At the same time, I do feel like at the time this was happening, I did not see the union angle. Like, I probably just wasn't reading deeply enough, but I do think that there is a shift happening in the country where people are more likely to understand just how vile all this shit is, how vile the current system is, that, you know, it's like the Occupy Wall Street movement has like just very slowly trickled down to the rest of the country and people are kind of figuring it out. But yeah, hopefully somebody jumps on all that energy that is not a Nazi and offers a themed Twinkie for all of us to kind of get behind, because that's what it's going to take, I think. Well, Carmen, truly a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
My Instagram, I have one for myself, is whereintheworldis_Carmen. The Instagram for the pod is beautytranslatedpod. And you can listen to Beauty Translated starting today on all of your podcast networks.
Hey.
And is
or
there
not
a...
networks, apps.
Apps.
Yeah.
We know.
That's
yeah,
fine.
They got it. Sorry. Yeah.
And is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, so this one is one from Chris Mosier, and I actually don't have Twitter, so this is from Instagram, but it's from Chris Mosier, and he posted this at the beginning of Pride Month, and he posted basically a stat that said, for every $100 donated to an LGBT organization, only about a penny of that goes towards an LGBT, or I'm sorry, a trans-led organization. So I wanted to shout out some trans-led organizations if I could, especially one here in Atlanta called the Trans Housing Coalition, THC. You can donate to them, and that will go directly to helping to house trans people of color here in Atlanta and other rural areas. So please help us out.
Miles, where can people find you with the tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Obviously, check out Mad Boosties. Check out 420 Day Fiancé. Those are the basketball and 90 Day Fiancé podcasts, respectively. And no tweets, just please go to choice.crd.co. Go to donations, the number 4, abortion, donationsforabortion.com. Just get involved, especially, man, cishead dudes. you like need to pull up, you need to talk to other people. This is not a fucking joke. And there's only so long that, you know, we can exist in our like male privilege until you're like, wait, oh shit, man, shit's fucking bad. Yeah. So please, please, please lend your voice or your dollars or your time.
Yeah, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy?
So this is another, we're just LA artists right now. This is Augie, O-G-I. She is a Nigerian-American singer-songwriter from LA and like also like is a multi-instrumentalist. Actually, I think she's actually grew up in Wisconsin, but now she's in LA, so we consider her an LA artist. But like just super talented, fantastic voice. This is a track called I Got It. And if you like, you know, like Erykah Badu, you like Jill Scott, you like something a little soothing and soulful, this is a fantastic track. So this is Augie, O-G-I with I Got It.
All right. Well, you can go check that out in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending. We'll talk to you all then. Bye.
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 Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.